Hello, this is the Callcast episode number 6, and I am joined once again by my lovely two co-hosts. If you want to say hi.
Hi, I'm Jaden.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
And I am Cameron, and we are your three hosts for the Callcast. And like I said, this is episode 6, and a lot has gone down in the past week.
We have a lot to cover today, and it's hard to do it all justice, but we'll try our best.
Yeah, we'll try our best, and it's gonna be a little bit longer episode than usual, so just, you know, buckle up and just enjoy the episode, I guess.
A lot's gonna be covered.
Yeah, and it's gonna be, like, a lot more serious episode, too, so it's gonna be, like, serious tone.
Yes.
Alright, what's the first thing we got on deck, Core?
Well, first, it's very important that we should start off by addressing everything with George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests that have been coming over the country.
Yep.
For people who maybe are a little overwhelmed with the news influx and or haven't exactly been following it, George Floyd was killed during Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck for 9 minutes, and George Floyd yelled, "I can't breathe," and ended up passing away. And he ended up passing away due to anaphylaxis and not being able to breathe, and that sparked a huge nationwide movement. You know, Black Lives Matter.
And all 50 states.
All
50 states have been participating, and
there's even been protests, and I think international too, like France and Britain. I've seen a couple pictures over there on Twitter.
Yeah, that's. A lot of people across the globe have been showing support for not only George Floyd, but all of the other numerous black people who have been killed due to police brutality. A lot of names, and people are definitely demanding change in the system right now.
Yeah.
Right. The first officer, I think it was after 1 or 2 days, he was arrested, and then at first he was charged with third-degree murder, which basically means murder by accident. And then recently, I think today, it was changed to second-degree manslaughter. And the three other officers that were involved that were either bystanding, or there was also videos of them, you know, participating, kneeling on Floyd's neck, holding him down. They've been fired for sure, but I'm not exactly sure that they've been charged yet.
All right.
They're expected to announce charge. I know they're receiving some disciplinary action, but at this time, it's not really clear how the police department's responding to the bystanders.
All right.
Right, but it's also important to note that all these protests are just not over, you know, this one isolate. This isn't like an isolated incident. George Floyd acted as a catalyst for this movement because this is a product of years and years and years of police brutality. And as Jessica said, many other names during this.
Yeah. I think it's going to bring about change that this country, you know, it needs within our system. And I think this is going to be a good change. I guess it's woken up a lot of people about the issues that we have in this country. So it's good to see, like, people are, you know, speaking their minds with these protests.
Right. I can't even remember, you know, something that's been this significant, like, in my lifetime, that there's, you know, this is something that you could tell there's going to be a big change after this. This is going to have a lasting impact.
The entire country. This is really the most unity that the country has, that I can remember in our lifetime. Like, the whole country's uniting together, rallying together, and change, you know, it's not going, the movement's not going to stop until change happens.
Yeah.
Satisfactory.
Right. And again, like, it's hard to really do this justice on a podcast because it's such a significant issue.
It is.
And again, like, so much has happened in the last week. It's hard to, you know, like, get everything that needs to be said. So.
Yeah, it's,
it's just
new developments every day, basically.
Right. It's a very, very serious time. And, you know, our hearts go out to George Floyd and his family, along with, you know, the entire community that's been suffering.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Very much agree on that.
Right.
It's a crazy time, but hopefully change will happen soon.
Yeah.
You know, the system... We have a very broken system in this country, but change happens every day. There's no reason we can't fix this, and I'm sure with the whole country rallying together,
yeah,
eventually we can beat that system and fix it.
I mean, it's very unfortunate that it had to come to, you know, another person losing their life to, you know, make this change, but, you know, change will get done in this country, you know. Americans, you know, we've always, you know, strive for change, strive for the better, and I think this is another, like, good thing of, you know, people making their voices heard, and we're going to get the change that we desperately need.
Right, and, you know, there's been many, many protests, as Jessica said, you know, in every single state, which is something that we haven't really seen a lot, but there's also been a lot of activity on social media. Yesterday was Blackout Tuesday, and pretty much almost everybody posted, you know, a black picture to show solidarity for the movement, which was really, really great to see.
And then,
there were some exceptions of people who, you know, didn't post.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for
like showing solidarity, but
right. But for the most part, it was really powerful too. I know scrolling through Instagram. At least 60 black screens just at a time. The majority of people are posting, you know, on their stories, like, hearts going out to all the families and the whole community affected by this issue, as Jaden had said earlier. Yeah.
I saw on YouTube and a lot of radio shows, they, like, you know, a lot of people on YouTube stopped putting out videos on Tuesday, where they usually had videos coming out on Tuesday. They didn't put out videos in, you know, so the, support, and then on the radio shows, Pat McAfee, for example, he didn't have a radio show yesterday like he usually does to in support of this. So, and then, like you said, you saw on Instagram, I saw it on Twitter too with the Blackout Tuesday, so it's very definitely powerful to see.
Right. I would also like to add, if you are going to post, you know, Blackout Tuesday, make sure not to hashtag the Black Lives Matter, just so people can, you know, still click on it and not be black screens and actually get information related to the movement. Yeah. Also, don't let that just be, you know, the full extent of your activism if you're choosing to participate in this, which is a great way to show solidarity, but there's also, you know, there's a lot of other things involved in it.
Yep.
Yeah, there are lots of petitions going around, lots of writing letters to senators and representatives, both in local areas and nationally. Don't be afraid to get involved. The more support this movement has, the faster change can happen.
Right.
Yep, I definitely agree. All right, is there anything else we need to speak on about this topic?
I'm pretty sure that's all of the updates for now. But, right. You know, this is something that we will definitely be following up on.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, new changes will be coming every day. Yeah. You know, we'll keep you updated on, you know, the charges and the court hearings and stuff like that, stuff that's going to be going on within the next, you know, couple days probably. Couple weeks, so it's definitely gonna have new news every day, and we'll just gotta kind of keep you guys updated on that.
Yep.
All right. So what do we have next?
So in other world news, Trump announced that we're dropping out of the World Health because of he claims that they didn't handle coronavirus properly with China.
All right.
So
So,
that's something that we'll have to see the effects on.
yeah, we'll definitely have to see the
And if
effects
that's
on
even
that.
a smart idea to move during a pandemic.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking of pandemic, coronavirus is still a very serious thing right now. We covered it a
Yes.
lot, but we just want to reiterate, be smart. Don't do anything dumb,
Right.
Make sure
When
you
you're going
just
out and protesting, wear a mask.
Yeah, wear a mask.
Yeah. And everywhere, still practice social
And
distancing.
at this time, stores are opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Stores are
leave
opening
home.
back up, restaurants are opening back up. If we want to continue to have things in the country open back up, again, just make sure to make smart decisions.
Yeah. As Jess said, practice social distancing, be smart. Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, that's always like good advice.
Alrighty. What else do we have?
Well, during the Washington, D.C. protests,
All right.
that's about, George Floyd and the movement. There was Donald Trump, he was an announcement about how he stands with peaceful protesters, that sort of thing, on a split screen while I think while he had, protesters being pushed out of the way and, tear gas, that sort of thing, as he walked over. What church was it? Does anyone know the name of the church?
I can look it up real quick.
No, it's like a very like historically significant church in Washington, D.C., where a lot of presidents have visited before. He cleared the protesters out of the way
It's
after his speech
Saint
to
John's Church. Saint
St.
John
John's Church,
Saint
right?
John's Church in
He
Washington,
cleared
D.C.
them, right? He cleared them out of the way to walk over to the church and hold up a Bible and essentially have a photo op as all of this, horrible stuff is happening around him.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, and
Ugh.
a lot of church leaders jumped at, when he was holding a Bible, a lot of church leaders were saying that this is, don't use the. A lot of Catholic leaders were very offended and coming out to support the Black Lives Matter movement, saying that using the Bible didn't justify removing the protesters. They were sitting down, linking arms, blocking the road
Right,
to the church.
it shows, quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that in his speech he was pretty much saying that he stands with peaceful protesters, but not the rioters. But the people in Washington, they were protesting peacefully, and they were still shoved out of the way and injured. So it really shows a lot of conflicting messages on
Yeah.
that part.
And
Yeah,
so.
he. Yeah, Trump has definitely throughout this whole movement has been sending a lot of conflicting messages. He's been very
his
active
Twitter.
on Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter's
his
been
Twitter
very
is
active.
very active.
And I
And
mean, very controversially, he tweeted, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts," which is,
that is very not a good
and
thing to
he's got
tweet.
very, very strong ties to a lot of racist, very extreme racist ties that he claims did not know existed when he said that. But I guess that's another conversation.
Yeah.
Right. It's, and Twitter flagged that as being condoning violence. which, you know, further continues the Trump versus Twitter war.
Yeah, that's...
Which, I mean, that brings us to our next topic.
Yeah, the Trump Twitter war. I know there's been a new update. Apparently, there's a little lawsuit happening with a nonprofit called the Center of Democracy and Technology. With the executive order that Trump is putting out. He's facing a law... not him, but the executive order is facing a lawsuit.
Right. Well, didn't what he do? He opened up social media companies to being sued.
Yeah, there's a 1996 law, kind of direct reading off of a CNN article. A 1996 law that shields websites and tech companies from lawsuits and kind of shields them from being shut down to protect First Amendment rights. Social media platforms are very, you can't.
Right.
Trying to.
Yeah. And again, like, with the conflicting signals, it's like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but like with the conflicting signals, he keeps on saying that what Twitter is doing is censorship, but wouldn't this open more censorship up?
Yeah.
I just find it very strange that Trump has been attacking Twitter, saying that they need to start, you know, he made several speeches about social media and the spread of misinformation and how that needs to be cracked down on and stopped. But yet, when his tweets have been getting flagged for misinformation and for being, you know, provoking a lot of violence, after Trump tweeted about, you know, his tweet about when the looting starts, the shooting starts, the country erupted into protest. There was a lot of very, 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 rightfully so, unhappy people who took to the streets
right
because of that. And when Twitter flagged that as inciting violence, Trump, he seems to have different standards for himself than he does for the rest of the country. So that's
right.
Been an interesting.
Yeah, and also, you know, this mostly just because Twitter flagged his tweets.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, we'll see how, if this thing happens with Twitter, if something happens, I don't know.
Oh yeah, like it was just signed
to get his messages out.
Yeah. It was just signed last week, and it's already being sued. It's already facing lawsuit.
Right. So we don't think it's going to most likely go very far.
Yeah, it's not.
But you know, again, we have to.
Yeah, it's big news.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's you know.
It's a big deal that the president is, you know, doing this.
Right, because a lot of this lawsuit specifically cites the First Amendment. Things like the right to freedom of speech, the right to protest specifically.
Right.
This executive order definitely takes both of those rights away, and the rights of private companies are also in jeopardy with this going on. So it's definitely going back to the foundation of our democracy's founding principles and really testing those.
Right.
Yeah, it does. So it'll be very interesting to see the next steps going there in terms of, you know, the lawsuit and also how it's going to get handled by the social media companies like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all the, you know, major players. So
right, because this won't only affect Twitter. It most likely could affect, you know, Instagram, Facebook,
yeah,
etc. Have long lasting effects.
Yeah, obviously it's going to affect, you know, probably Twitter and Facebook more than anything, but it could have some effects on, you know, Snapchat, because, you know, Snapchat has, like, you know, the stories option where you can see all the stories of the different companies, people, news organizations, stuff like that. And then I'm sure Instagram, I don't have Instagram, but it's probably similar in terms of, like, you know, Facebook and Twitter.
Right,
Instagram has been very, very political lately.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yeah.
Again, another thing that we need to continue to update you guys on.
Yep, we'll keep you updated on that.
Things are changing.
Yeah, things are changing every day. Like, who knows, like, next week, yeah, it's going to be something completely different. Because...
Those just went away.
Yeah, that was like a flash in the pan.
Everyone was freaked out for a little bit.
2020 has just been, it's been crazy. I hope that with the Black Lives Matter movement and everything going on, we'll have, you know, some good stuff come out of 2020. We'll have a lot of social change.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
In like a lion, out like a lamb. 2020. Crazy times we live.
Yeah. I saw a tweet the other day that it was like, you know, 2020 is like, it's like comparing it to like the Falcons being up on the Patriots 28-3, and it's like, okay, it's time for 2020 to make a comeback. And I was like, that's so dumb. Why would someone tweet this?
Yeah. 2020 is definitely going to be in the history books, but hopefully it will be because we made a positive change as a society.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like, I feel like 2020 itself is going to be a chapter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is going to make a great movie.
Like, even in like history classes, like this will be one chapter. Like, 2020 will have its own chapter.
2020, the movie.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that's definitely going to be made. There's definitely going to be at least a couple of Netflix documentaries coming out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of documentaries getting censorship, there was a documentary about the coronavirus pandemic that was spreading misinformation, and it's been taken down off YouTube and a lot of other sites.
Really?
I don't know if you guys...
Oh, I think I heard about that.
What was it called?
Trying to look. Plandemic.
Like plans. I mean, that's a clever name.
That is. But...
I mean, if it's saying that, is it saying that the virus was planned by some form of government? Or I'm assuming based on the name. Okay, it was misinformation, but it was a clever name. You have to at least give that to them. But YouTube's been really good about taking down misinformation about the coronavirus.
Yeah, it was originally a YouTube documentary, and it was more about conspiracy theories and stuff that was going on as opposed to the actual facts with the documentary, and it was spreading so fast that it was removed from Facebook and Twitter.
Right,
saying that it could lead to imminent harm.
Yeah, I just found it.
Theories are great, but you have to make sure that they're presented as theories and not as facts. Right.
Yeah, like, you know, Elon Musk being an alien.
Fun, but you have to make sure. Oh, speaking of Elon Musk, in a lot happier news, SpaceX rocket that was finally launched.
Yeah, it launched.
That launch was incredible.
I saw the opportunity for the transition, and I just took it.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to watch it live. It was absolutely incredible. And the rocket was able to make a perfect re-entry and landing.
Right.
So how SpaceX has been trying to develop reusable rockets. So not only did SpaceX and NASA team up to put... a commercially built NASA astronauts on a commercially built all-American rocket and onto the ISS, so restarting the American space program. They were also able to, you know, create a reusable rocket.
That's awesome.
And
Yeah, that's good news coming out of this week.
Yeah. Not gonna
and
lie,
I think in the
those
last
suits looked
podcast,
awesome.
did we those yeah, those suits are crazy. But in
Those
the last
suits were awesome.
podcast, we were saying that it was being launched at a certain date, but it got changed. Or
Yeah.
did we say that it got changed?
Yep, there's a disclaimer
Yeah.
at the end of episode 5 where it says the launch was
Oh, yeah.
postponed. So
Due
yeah,
to
it ended up.
weather.
Yep.
Yeah, they had some sudden unexpected cloudiness. Like it went from sunny Florida day to looks like a violent thunderstorm in half a second.
Holy cow.
So they aborted the
Yeah,
mission.
that wouldn't have been good if they were like already in the air and then it changed.
Yeah. Good
So
thing
it
they
ended up
took the.
happening on Saturday at 3:22, and it docked at the International Space Station around 10:23, I believe, a.m. on the 20 on Sunday, the day after.
All right.
And they even had a plush dragon in the space capsule because like they flew on the dragon, so there's just this little
That's
plush
great.
dragon floating around space.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And very exciting
So,
times
it's a
because,
little bit of positive news.
yeah, very exciting too. Like, changes,
Yeah.
space travel in terms of how rockets are getting built. The suits looked awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, the suits were dope.
Yeah, everything about that mission, I mean, it looked very, very futuristic,
Yeah, but
too.
we won't expect anything less of, as Cameron calls like the time traveler alien Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is an alien time traveler, I swear. Like, there's no way
Oh,
a guy can be that
100%.
smart out of nowhere. Like, where did Elon even come from? Like, I feel like 2012 hit and then he was just there.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah, I guess that was a little slight comic
I think
relief.
they had another launch today, though.
Oh, they did.
Did they? They're, yeah, the Starship, I think. Yeah, June 3rd, 2020, 9:25 p.m. My bad, yesterday. The SpaceX Falcon 9 Starlink launched from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station.
All right.
Wow.
Space travel's
I had no idea
back.
about that one. Yeah, let's bring him
Space
back.
travel's back.
America is entering a new age in the space new space age.
Oh, definitely.
Throwback
I
to
mean,
the
I think
1960s.
yeah, and there's
yeah,
talk
hopefully
about,
just the space
we might
travel.
I mean, we might there's talk about 2024 by 2024, hoping to get to Mars. I don't know how feasible that is. I was watching an interview, how Trump, one of his campaign promises was that by 2020 he wanted to get to the moon or something to that effect.
Oh, yeah.
And there was the one of the SpaceX spokespeople was saying that, even that didn't really sound feasible at the time, but with this like launch being successful, it entered a whole new world. By 2024, we might end up at the moon or Mars or something, that
Yeah.
because this launch was successful, that put us really, really far ahead to be able to get to the moon or Mars in the future. So some positive, a positive spin on good stuff happening
Yeah.
in the world right now.
Another good thing that is happening, sports are slowly punching back at coronavirus. The if the
Yeah.
website will load. The NBA has approved a plan to bring back play. So the NBA approved a plan for 22 teams to return with 8 regular season games. I don't know why they're doing 8 regular season games. They should have just jumped right into the tournament and just had the playoffs, but I guess whatever floats their boat. But so the NBA is coming back.
Awesome.
Yeah. And there'll be
We will have summer entertainment.
yeah, the top 16 teams in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference will be joined by teams currently within 6 games of 8th place in the 2 conferences, which are New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, Phoenix, and Washington. Although I've also seen conflicting reports of where it's been within 4 games, so that's still up in the air right now, but they are planning a format season restart, like location-wise, in Orlando. So that's interesting to see.
I look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah. And in baseball, they're still negotiating with the MLB, and the MLBPA are still negotiating, but
They're
eventually.
having a much, MLB is having a much more difficult time coming back than the NBA,
Yeah, I think it's
especially
because
because their season is supposed to be now. I'm
yeah.
not optimistic about a 2020 season.
Definitely because the NBA had the luxury of they were so close to the playoffs of the season just basically being done. Well, the MLB really didn't have that luxury. They were supposed to be started by now, and they have to have a season and in the postseason, but also not get in the way of college football, the NFL, which is going to take their viewership. So it's a very messy situation right now.
Right, because the World Series was supposed to be at the end of October.
Yeah.
So.
So hopefully we'll keep you updated on that too. So hopefully they'll be able to work something out and we'll have baseball back. And even if it's a shortened season, if baseball comes back in a shortened season, that's good news because it's baseball. It's fun.
Better than a no season.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hopefully some good things coming on that end.
Yeah. So that's the sports world basically fighting back. Any.
Love to see it.
Yeah. Anything else we got?
Well, I think that mostly concludes it for this cast in terms of news.
All
Unless
right.
anyone else has anything to add.
There's definitely been a lot of crazy stuff going on. There's a lot of news going around, and we'll continue to keep you guys updated. But I think we did, for now, we covered a large chunk of, the highlights for the week.
All right.
And we're doing the best that we can.
It's literally changing every day at this point.
Right. So, it is like I said before, it's hard to do everything justice because so much is happening at once. And it's of a lot of significance.
Yeah.
But yeah, but hopefully this is a turning point for 2020 and things will start, we're starting to get sports back. Hopefully the Black Lives Matter movement will be able to make progress as a country with fixing a lot of the issues in our system.
Yep.
Right.
Coronavirus. Hopefully we won't experience a second wave. A lot of states are starting to reopen. I know my sister. I know people who have been to the beach. Now and that was, a fun in March. We didn't know if that was going to happen or
Yeah.
not. So.
Right. So, it's nice to see all of the stuff opening up. But again, like we said before, don't be
Right.
stupid.
Don't
Wear
be
a mask.
stupid. If you be stupid, we'll
Maintain
be
that
here
6 foot
longer.
distance. Exactly. All right.
Just stay safe, y'all, Just continue to stay safe.
Stay safe.
All right. Well,
Okay, well, I
thank
think
you.
that concludes it for this podcast.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you all for joining us. And like we said several times through this episode, we will continue to keep you updated as developments happen with these issues. And CallCast crew signing off.